Man, you want to live life and live it to the fullest? Let them help. 440-3663 is the number. If you're really interested in improving that aspect of your life, this is your best option and not some unproven theory in a capsule. 440-3663 or montgomerymenshealth.com. Here is Skipper at 5 with traffic. SRN's next.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
Well, folks are beginning to get off work, and we're seeing more and more cars out on the road. We're getting busy around the Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Traffic is building there. A lot of traffic on 65 northbound up to Prattville and Millbrook. 231, we're lit up there just a bit as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. No problems at the moment. We're keeping our eye on things for you. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. We are now offering fresh flounder, red snapper, and much more delivered twice per week. These go fast, so if you want the best and freshest catch around, get here early Wednesday and Friday before they are gone.
For the ultimate family-style dining experience, try our aged 3.5-pound bone-in tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily. Add some Alaskan king crab to take this dinner to another level.
Just remember, we only cook our steaks to medium or less. When you think dinner,
think Fantail.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Today is January 27th, Thomas Crapper Day. Celebrate the father of the modern flush toilet. In fact, one should celebrate Thomas Crapper Day every day, regularly. So raise your bran muffin in salute to Thomas Crapper Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Coming up. Here.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Officials say a Palestinian gunman killed 7 people and wounded 3 others near a synagogue in East Jerusalem in the deadliest attack on Israelis in years. The gunman was killed by police. The attack came a day after Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians during a raid at a refugee camp in the West Bank. The latest attack took place as worshippers were celebrating the Jewish Sabbath and set off public celebrations in both the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. The burst of violence poses an early challenge for Israel's new government and casts a cloud over an upcoming visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On Wall Street, the Dow by 28 points. The NASDAQ rose 109, the S&P advanced 10, oil down $1.33 to close at $79.68 a barrel. This is SRN News.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you miss the December 7th deadline for open enrollment, it's not too late. Here's something that can really help. It's MediShare 65+. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. people who encourage and pray for each other too. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. Plus, it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. So worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is open for enrollment, and if you join right now before January 31st, your second month will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
It is 5:05. Jackie and join us in a moment. We're going to get the inside story on the big set spotlight date. But right now, this is for roast because it's cold. And if you can't have soup, what's the point?
Soup is great.
Man.
You know, it's interesting. Montgomery Multisport, where I bought the bike, and my friend Andy there, I get it tuned up like you would a car. I'm not sure exactly what it is they do. I mean, they check the tires. I know they put new brake pads on. But for some reason, it's, you know, and I just don't, you know, ride down the street like, you know, hi, I'm the old guy in the neighborhood out of my bicycle. Aren't you impressed?
Do you want to get my basket? Whoops.
Yeah. But for some reason, after it's tuned, and I pedal to enjoy it, but also burn some calories, and it's going like 4 miles an hour faster.
I believe they probably grease your bearings, man.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got some bearings in there. I imagine they lube it up for you so it doesn't squeak and everything goes nice and smooth.
I'm looking down, you know, on a bike, the fastest, I've had that over 20 miles an hour a few times, but just going down a straight plane, I'm doing 12 or 13. You know, in the neighborhood, you got to be careful. I'm not to impress anybody, but you get a good workout doing that. But before I had it serviced, it was, you know, averaging close to 8 and 9. And I felt like I was working twice as hard.
Oh, really?
That's the way it is. I know this is boring to most people, so let's get somebody exciting on the radio with a real Warhawk welcome. Master Thespian.
Well, hello, everyone. And we survived the week.
Yeah. Yes. I can't believe it's Friday already.
I can't believe it's almost February.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
January the 1st is on Wednesday. I'm like, where did January go?
I'm excited about it because Wednesday's also payday.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. That's good.
Man, I...
Okay. The reason you're hearing so much about Pamela Anderson is because she has written a book, or she has somebody write a book for her, whatever. And she is trying to sell. She's trying to sell that book. That's why you're hearing all these Pamela Anderson stories, because she wants you to buy the book. Well, I ain't buying it.
I'm not. I really don't care. Even,
nah.
I know.
Yeah,
I can tell you this.
Out of the library, you know?
Instead of her, like on Friday, I get the Weekly World News. You know what the big story on the Weekly World News is this week? My favorite tabloid? The headline says, Flying Moose Delivers Babies in Alaska.
Hot diggity!
Mom!
Seriously, and they have evidence. There's a picture of a moose with wings holding a baby in a, you know, up there, the stork. It's too cold for the stork. So a moose delivers the babies up there. I think that's pretty cool.
They got a picture. It must be real.
And that is news you will only get on this radio station.
If you got a picture, it's got to be real.
You know it.
Anyway, hey, are we playing any requests today?
Yes.
Can we? Okay. Can you put another one of those things Southern women say?
What number do you want?
Don't ask him that because he doesn't remember.
All right. I don't either.
I don't remember. Number two. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I'll get number two.
All right. I like it.
All right.
Y'all hang there. Have a great weekend. And
you too.
Later, man.
Yeah. Good one. All right, 5'11".
Marguerite wants to wish you a very, very happy new year. We're so glad to be back with you in 2023. We are so busy making brand new jewelry, but we're wide open to help you out with any kind of repairs whatsoever. We have the best jewelers anywhere in Alabama here. We can help you with your appraisals, update your jewelry. You can always trade in things at Marguerite's, shop for something new, got that special gift in mind. We make it. We really make it. Marguerite's is conveniently located, of course, in the Peptree Shops. We're open from 10 to 5:30 weekdays and from 10 to 5 on Saturday. Come and see us at Marguerite's.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's blended learning executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's Executive JD Schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
Leaky faucet? Old water heater? Clogged drain? It's only going to get worse. Reese Plumbing is your answer. Large or small, Reese can handle any repair job. What's the most important part of choosing a plumber? Experience and dependability. At Reese Plumbing, they take pride in their work. Remember our name, Reese Plumbing. That's R-E-E-S-E. Like us on Facebook, Reese Plumbing LLC, or give them a call, 430-6864. Alabama license number MP4005.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our below normal temperatures continue. In fact, I think we're headed for another freeze tonight. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature by morning, down to about 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow, close to normal. We'll tease 60 degrees, still dry, good bit of sunshine. Here comes another storm system. The risk of rain returning by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, with highs in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Oh my God!
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
All right, we got some legal gibberish coming up at 5:13. Sweet D is on the line, and we're going to talk to Jacqueline. Hey.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, well, I had a request with a Dr. Zeebo.
Sure.
With the butter, where he wanted to get some butter from the store.
Butter for his biscuits.
Yeah.
I love that one. That's coming up. I will play that before the half hour is up, okay?
Okay, and I have one more thing to say.
Yeesh.
You know, I did a little research on your sister. Did you know the budget that she handles is $2.7 billion with a B?
Wow. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I was like, wow, she's great.
I saw her salary. I think it's like $383,000
a year. Nice.
She's almost making what I am here in radio.
Yeah.
She's got to work a little harder to catch up with you, Greg.
No, actually, back in the day, in the 80s, when they were willing to pay real radio personalities, what I made then would be the equivalent of about that now.
Nice.
You know, 200 a year, that would be about the same. So I have my time, and I'm proud of her. I'm so proud of her. She is amazing.
So am I. Well, I just wanted to bring that up to you.
I'm glad you did, and thank you for checking it out. She looks like me, too, doesn't she?
She does.
It's that family beauty. Thank you so much. All righty.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, I have to welcome Jacqueline in traditional fashion.
And now,
Dad Joke Theater.
Darling, since becoming an ambulance driver, I've decided to change my pronouns.
To what?
We you, we you, we you, we you.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
All right, join me in welcoming the one and only Jacqueline Thomas.
Please clap.
Yes. I'm not feeling an appreciation coming over the phone for that joke we just saved all afternoon.
Gary
just
told me one.
Oh, he did?
I'm going to butcher it.
Go ahead.
So, I got laid off of my job at the clock factory.
At the what factory? The cork?
At the clock factory.
Clock factory?
Clock, yeah.
I was putting in too many extra hours.
Yeah.
I too looked at him like, you imbecile.
I love it. I love it so good.
Get away from me.
Oh, you can tell him the one you just heard.
I will. No, because he'll say that. And then all of a sudden, randomly, he'll be going, wee woo.
It's wee you.
Wee you, wee you.
That can be very disconcerting.
No. Pronouns.
It's coming from your husband around the house.
There's enough sounds coming from my husband around the house. We don't need any more.
Oh, what are some of the other sounds that he makes? That
you know, just the average talking.
Yeah. Guy stuff. Oh. Gotcha.
All right, Jackie.
Hi.
So let's recap so that people that didn't hear it previously will understand. You were going on a date, right?
Yes, I had a date last Friday night.
I advised you on this date.
Yes, you and Jacqueline gave me some advice, so I decided to bring her flowers and a toaster.
I'm so proud of you. You are finally learning.
I'm shaking my head.
Not just a toaster. A toaster that is the head of Darth Vader, and it puts Star Wars on your toast. And
if that doesn't say I want you, I don't know what does. An engagement toaster almost.
Put Star Wars on your buns.
But now you're getting carried away.
Yeah.
Dude, she loved it.
See?
Maybe you found someone just like you, lucky man.
She's incredible. She's just like
me. Has there been a second date?
It is tonight.
So
text me where you're going tonight. I want all the details.
Oh, okay. We're just going to watch a movie.
Like at a residence or like at a movie theater?
At a residence. Because she gets off too late. So we're going to watch some
It's a good one. I heard the soundtrack earlier today.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it sounds a little too
The Beast from Behind the Beaded Curtain is playing tonight.
No. It was sweet.
What did I tell you? If you want to learn how to succeed with women, you need to talk to somebody that can show you the way, that can tell you what women want. And there's a movie about that with Mel Gibson you should watch.
Yeah,
I don't know. That movie.
The first
that was a big hit when
it's
came
hilarious.
Out.
It was really good.
That was the big chick flick of its time. Did you ever see that one? What Women Want?
Jacqueline, did you see that?
Yes, I've seen it.
It was hilarious.
So Jacqueline, I got to I kissed her hand on the first date, you know. So
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. Gotta be sweet, you know, taking time nice and slow, man. Like you're supposed to be.
Like, where are you watching this movie, and what movie are you watching?
We're going to watch some American Horror Story, and we're going to watch it at my house.
So romantic.
I'll bring more flowers?
It's probably for the best.
We were going to go to a movie, but she gets off late.
Yeah, she gets off late. Yeah. She's a caregiver.
Yes.
And so she works odd hours. No, she works odd hours.
Why you sound so shifty about this, Jacqueline?
I'm just, you know, looking out for everybody's best.
A physical caregiver?
Yes.
You owe it to her and yourself to show up with an injury.
you want to hit me with that wooden
bat? A pulled muscle is a good start.
No, don't give him any advice.
Wait a minute. You're saying
No.
So bringing a microwave's out of the question?
No, I mean, are you providing dinner, snacks, hors d'oeuvres? Like,
yes,
have you considered
that? Yes, okay. I did. I think I'm. Should I bring more flowers?
No, you know what you
no.
do?
No.
When you're ready to bring her the microwave, you bring her a dinner to cook in it. Like, I'm bringing dinner, honey. And then you show up at the door with a microwave oven that she gets to keep and a great microwavable meal. You know, like sliders
or something. This is ridiculous advice. This is ridiculous.
She likes me. It's so good. She likes me for me.
I know. That's enough. Seth, you're enough.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
I don't know about that.
Nobody ever likes me, so it's really cool. I'm super happy.
You got to close the deal.
That is not true.
Well, I'm talking about, like, you know, like that.
I can see Rosie's face right now.
Oh, yeah. And it's exactly
second eye.
I mean, I can, like, feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You tell him, Rosie.
I'm telling him.
I'm listening or trying to.
I've been trying to get a hold of Brett from New Look Decorating so they can make something that will screen me from that look she gives us when we...
Tell me where this place is, because I drove specifically down Atlanta Highway, and I'm looking at Bell Road, looking for it.
It's on the north side, right there at the light at Bell, across from the Wells Fargo.
You know that I don't know, I don't do the direction thing. Across from the Wells Fargo.
Yeah, there, yeah.
If you're on Bell Road and you have to turn left or right at Atlanta, look straight across, and it's right there.
You know where Mr. G's is? It's right on the other side of Atlanta Highway from Mr. G's.
Okay, so it's by the car wash.
By the car wash, by the goo goo.
By the goo goo. By the goo goo. If you would have just said it's next to the goo goo, I would have known.
You know what the funny thing is? Because Janelle's nickname is Goose. When I first moved here, the first picture I sent, there were two. One was Magoo Motors when they used to be here. And the other was the Goo Car Wash.
Goo Goo.
Goo Goo.
I photographed it so there's only one goo.
Oh.
We have funny names for things here.
Yes. Yeah.
We're in the South. It's what we do. So did you see the Paul Pelosi video?
Okay. Yes. And which, I don't ever want to see that man in his little skivvies ever again.
You know, are we sure of what happened there? I mean, he did get attacked.
I was not confident that things went down the way they said they went down when we found out they went down.
Right. So what?
I think that whole situation was sketchy from day one, and that's a legal term. Sketchy.
Yes. Hang on, I want to get my legal Latin dictionary.
No, put it away.
Have you used sketchy in court?
Have you used
sketchy in court?
Multiple times.
Cool. Okay. Do you ever use any, new school lingo when you're in there?
I mean, I'll quote, you'd be surprised. The things that I get to say are a little shocking to the conscience because I get to do a lot of quotes.
Nice.
Oh.
So, I mean, the type of language that I get to use sometimes makes me uncomfortable.
I'll bet, because
it's really, talk about sketchy.
People say crazy things in text.
It gets even more intense when, you're in a deposition with somebody and you're not in a courtroom, but it's still being transcribed.
Yeah.
And you have to ask people very uncomfortable, usually intimate questions in great detail.
Ugh.
I've probably said things that would make my mother cringe if she knew that I knew that about that individual that I'm asking.
Right,
and it's just part of my job. I have to.
Yeah, I was in a deposition with a lunatic lawyer. It was actually Janelle's mom. This guy was so crazy. And he was so abusive to me, I got up and walked out.
Yeah, you can never be abusive. I always try to be very respectful because that could be anybody in that position. I'm not there to embarrass somebody, but, you know, certain cases have certain facts, and it's my job to get those facts out.
Well, I don't know how many years after the fact it was, he blew his brains up.
So I know he
was a very unhappy person.
Well, he took it out on, and I was hiding nothing. I wasn't lying. I was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And but he kept accusing me of hiding money. I said, I wish I were. And he just kept pressing and pressing. And it was like, God, man, and that's enough. I lost it and walked out.
Mm-mm.
And my lawyer was so lame. This is why I tell people when, hey, man, you're on my side here, right? Why are you letting him do this? But I guess in some cases, the rules that they can say whatever they want.
Well, and you need to, the thing that I want people to understand about hiring an attorney, whether it's Dana and I or anybody, you're hiring somebody that is on your side. But that doesn't mean that I have to agree with you. That doesn't mean that I have to encourage you to continue your bad behavior. Mm-hmm. My job is to advocate for your position. That's what you're hiring me for. But I'm also there to be realistic with you that even on the best day or the worst day, this is what's going to happen. And some people just don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. But I owe it to my clients to always have a heart-to-heart conversation about this is the reality. Now, I'm going to advocate for whatever position you want me to, but I've got to be truthful with you about this is what the law is. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well,
and some attorneys are just going to blow smoke up your rear end and tell you what you want to hear until the order comes out. You know, I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
That's sketchy.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Looks like it's going to be a rough night in Atlanta and other places.
Why? What's going on? Are they doing more protests?
Well, they're angry that Governor Kemp has been proactive by calling up the National Guard simply to make sure that order is maintained. Nothing wrong with that.
We're thinking about going over there in the next couple of weeks. I need this to calm down.
Memphis is the place where, I mean, they're already boarding up buildings. Isn't that sick?
And his mom was like, please don't do anything like this. Be good.
I feel so sorry.
But they don't
her.
Care about the mom. These activists care about chaos. That's
any
all
reason.
They want.
Any
and they're
and the
using
thing is
them.
That if you look at it, it's not a racial thing in Memphis.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
Everybody involved is an
African-American.
You can't
play the race card. So finally, I mean, I hate to say it, it's just going to be more police brutality situation. But at least they can't claim the race card or the, you know, BLM movement or any of that. Like, I mean, it's horrific what happened, but, like, again, not a racial issue. So at least there's one silver lining of a, you know,
they put the stuff out there, and there's only one accepted line of dialogue, and that's what scares me because the media is totally complicit. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we haven't taken our mental acuity test yet.
Ooh, sweet.
And
it gives me an ulcer thinking about it.
And I want to go back to the Weekly World News because they have photographic evidence that Elvis and his daughter went to see Avatar in a movie theater this week.
Oh,
so hold on. It's all coming up on News Talk 93.1.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We've got a lot of cars streaming out of downtown Montgomery right now. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, very busy. I-65 and 85 are loading up. 65 northbound to Prattville and Millbrook. A lot of cars there. And the boulevard, light to mostly moderate traffic, busiest at most of the major intersections. 231 to Wetumpka beginning to fill up, as well as 31 to Prattville. But everybody's getting where they're going so far. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook's where friends meet. Good food is served. No one's a stranger. Stop by and enjoy an atmosphere quickly becoming a thing of the past. The Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because she, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me.
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring back the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cooked right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you, and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit them in the belly, and he makes a noise, and then the biscuits have layers. Because
what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sitman Azibo. I am from the Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you're, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I'm smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager?
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in and me
sir,
and my
the
children?
The only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits now, will you bake them for me now?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and
sir,
and
you got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now, because you'll be walking around the house, and you have the gas, and you and the gas, and it smells so bad, because
okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dr. Sigmund Azibo, by request at 272-9228. If something we can play for you this afternoon. Jacqueline is our guest, Jacqueline Tomlinson, at the moment. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but thanks for being part of a really terrific rating book for the radio station.
I have nothing to do with that.
You are writing
you are
a winner.
You're very welcome.
You are writing a winner, and we're grateful.
Oh, good.
Wow, you know that video? I think you may have seen a clip of it from Lee High School.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is it bad?
It was a riot. What? And it was all, looked like mostly young girls.
Wow.
Just
I haven't seen it.
Wailing on each other.
Well, they pulled it down.
Yeah, every time somebody finds it and posts it, by some mystery, somebody manages to get it removed. But
when did that happen?
I'm going to send this to you to look at.
This week.
And then maybe, yeah, maybe you can give us some feedback on it on Monday if I'm not killed during my heart test after the morning show.
Don't cut me out.
You'll be fine. You look great, man. You got color.
So, the Weekly World News.
Ooh.
Let's find out where Elvis and Lisa Marie went to the movies. Where's the story on this? They went to see Avatar together. Have you seen Avatar? Have you seen either one of the Avatars?
No, I have no desire to see that. Mm-mm,
I saw the first one. The first one was pretty good. I've heard terrible things about
the second one.
I heard terrible things about the second one. Heard it was no good.
The first one creeped me out. Like, I don't know. Like, they are just weird to me. Like, that's not. And plus, I don't have the attention span to sit through something that long. Like, I need, like, a 7-minute movie. Like, a, like a short film, if you will.
Oh, here's breaking news.
According
to the Weekly World News, the Ten Commandments have been found in Biden's home in that garage next to the Corvette.
Get out of here.
All right, who's
next
ready?
To the Corvette.
Holy crap, it's 5:34 already.
Yeah.
Who wants to take our mental acuity test?
Seth.
Yeah. Seth does. I'm down.
Like, Greg, I already shared with you earlier today my mental acuity. So, like, be gentle today.
Yeah.
Be gentle? All right, let's try this one. A word I know, 6 letters it contains. Remove 1 letter and 12 remains. What is it? A word I know, six letters it contains. Remove one letter and 12 remains. What is that word?
Man, I feel so dumb.
That is, I know. What is it? What is it?
Rosie?
Rosie, nothing?
My wheels are spinning, but nothing's engaging yet.
Let's listen into Rosie's head here. There she is back in her 911, California. All right, the answer is dozens.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here.
Six letters you remove. You remove
Get out.
You remove the S off the end and you still have a dozen.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I suck at words.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's always something like that. Give me the next one.
You want to play now, huh?
Uh-oh, she's going salty on us. Right,
I'm going to go to the remedial level.
Thank you.
Here.
Yeah, like I'm
tired, Greg. We're tired. We've had a week.
Like entry.
People,
like that?
People make me, change me, and raise me. What am I?
Make me, change me, and raise
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I agree.
What?
A baby.
A baby. A bed.
Money. Yeah! Woohoo! I got something right! I'm a genius!
But I think a baby is also could be an answer.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but it was wrong!
Well,
yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry,
Jenny. Right, so,
all right, I'm going to give you a.
Good.
A sympathy.
Taking nothing away from you, Seth.
Oh, you're good.
You got the correct answer.
What was that game we used to play that I used to kick Seth's butt, like, on the daily?
Oh, that was, you've got this, remember that?
Oh, man.
And I got it all the time.
You got it today.
Hey, after the show, I'll explain what a sympathy is, okay? You may get one of those one of these days. What begins with an E and only contains one letter? What begins with an E and only contains one letter? Jacqueline?
I hate this game.
I
do too.
What?
I? No. I don't know.
Begins with an E.
I know what you're saying, but EYE only has one letter, but Y is sometimes a vowel. So in my mind, EYE is three vowels.
This word begins with an E and only contains one letter.
I know.
Whoa.
But I heard it.
Oh. So you're eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right.
Don't give me the buzzer.
Don't buzz me.
Right.
Me? No. What is it? What is it, Greg? What is it?
Envelope.
Oh, wow. That's such a dad joke.
I hate this game.
All right.
I hate this game.
Just one more. Easy one. I turn once, what is out will not get in. I turn again, what is in will not get out. What am I?
A revolving door.
That's close.
Crap.
A lock?
I'm going to give you that one. So we can send you off with a smile on your face.
Yeah. What is it?
Escalate.
I don't need your pity thing. What was it?
It's Friday after a long week, Greg. Give us a break.
Like, I don't know why you have that look on your face, Greg. Like, I don't know why you're over there shocked.
What look on my face?
Yeah, I saw it too, Jacqueline.
I love it.
If there are three apples and you take away two, how many apples do you have?
If you have three apples and you take away two.
How many apples do you have?
One apple.
You still have three.
Three.
This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
If you take away two, you have two apples.
Okay.
I
cannot
with you.
You what?
I cannot with you today.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to get a call later tonight from our sales manager saying, why did Duncan Tomlinson cancel their ads with you?
The questions were too hard.
No, you're gonna get a call from someone at Aaliyah that's gonna say, "Stop harassing my wife."
No, he's gonna ask me for more of these. He'll want his own collection so they can play the home version of this game.
And he can feel smart.
Got any special plans? We know Seth and his microwave this weekend. What about you?
We don't have any plans this weekend, so I'm hopeful that I'm going to, I was telling Rosie on the break, I think I'm going to, like, just hang out with my family and steam clean my carpets.
Want a pie?
Yeah, I'm never going to say no to a pie.
Yay.
That's what you need to do next, mister. Show up with a key lime pie.
Yeah.
And you can...
You have to earn the pie first, Seth, though. Like, we need, like...
I feel like she's already earned
it.
More than
for
second
it.
Date.
Me or
let's
her?
Do like date you. Four or five.
Okay.
Like date, like Valentine's Day, bring her a pie. You need to start thinking about that, my friend. See, that's super sketchy because you haven't been dating that long or like seeing each other that long. And it's like a holiday.
And then the summer. Day after is my 40th
birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get the video I sent from Lee?
Did you text it to me or did you email it to me?
Texted it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
But if I push play, it's going to play through the phone, and we don't need all that.
No.
No. I just wanted you to know that you got it.
No.
And get some feedback perhaps later. But anyway, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. You're welcome. Oh, wait, are you for real making pies this weekend?
I might, yeah.
I could use one.
All right, shoot me a text. I'll come pick it up.
Let me tell you something. Oh, pies are great after...
Key lime love.
Boy, am I getting...
Let me know, and I'll swing by.
Brett from New Look, if you're listening, I really need something that you can decorate my studio with that will protect me from Rosie's evil eye. Anyway, have a great weekend. We'll talk.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk. Bye, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye. Thanks for the advice.
Bye, Rosie. Bye.
You are so Love much you. Fun. You know that, right? Well. I do my best. Hey, I've been talking about New Look Decorating, and they do so many amazing things there. And I'll tell you who's a big fan is Mrs. Ritterbuttle. I met Brett, went over to New Look, and is excited. We're on step one of literally redoing room to room our house. And it's great because the guy I've always, I play golf with him. He's painted for us. Scott Bowers paired up with them, so we're going to go, as we did back at the old place, room to room, hallway, try and prioritize and give our house a new look. It is top quality Benjamin Moore paints, but top notch people like Brett and Brian and the team behind the scenes that mixes the colors. If you are ready to give your place a new look, New Look Decorating is the place to start. Again, right there. Jacqueline may not have known, but it's hard to miss. It's right there at the Signal at Bell Road and Atlanta Highway on the north side of the street. And you can also look them up and see all the services they offer at New Look on Facebook. Checking traffic at 5:43.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We still have very heavy traffic all over Montgomery, I-65 and 85. Very busy through downtown. Atlanta Highway outbound, busy there. And if you're on Atlanta Highway passing Taylor heading out to Arrowhead near Lake Forest Drive, we've got a disabled vehicle. 231 to Wetumpka, a lot of congestion there, as well as 31 to Prattville. We will keep you updated. Shopping is great at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A new apartment complex was proposed at the City of Montgomery Planning Commission meeting last night, a request to rezone 29 acres right next to Chantilly Parkway for a proposed 264-unit multifamily residential apartment complex. The Planning Commission had a unanimous vote to approve the rezoning request. 22 arrests and dozens of firearms off the streets in Montgomery It's part of MPD's latest initiative to curb crime. It resulted in 36 firearms confiscated, 22 individuals arrested, 34 felony charges, and 4 misdemeanor charges, with more charges pending. A circuit judge has ordered that a Confederate monument in downtown Tuskegee be removed. A Macon County judge issued the ruling yesterday. The ruling orders the Tuskegee chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy to retrieve and remove the Confederate monument from the property within 60 days. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our below normal temperatures continue. In fact, I think we're headed for another freeze tonight. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature by morning, down to about 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow, close to normal. We'll tease 60 degrees. Still dry. Good bit of sunshine. Here comes another storm system. The risk of rain returning by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, with highs in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor with exciting news. Our service area has expanded to Greenville and beyond. Our certified service team has your back every step of the way to keep your Kubota running like a Kubota. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and now servicing Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think Mark Zuckerberg is mad at me because I was going to post something. It's really funny, from the Weekly World News, and all of a sudden my ability to post on my page has been removed. So we still have a couple of requests to take care of. One of them is things Southern women say, and the other is shaving cream for the Holtz, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Southern women number two now for our friend Master Thespian.
Look what all I got up at the Outlet Mall.
That dress is ugly. It's homemade thin.
I wish Hee-Haw was still on television. You got to watch Nashville. You got to watch Justified. You got to read 50 Shades of Grey.
I love Obama.
I hate Obama. Paul Ryan's kind of sexy.
Lord have mercy.
Barf!
They've discontinued my China pack.
Barf!
Are you shitting me? Well, don't get your panties in a wad.
My bra and panties always match.
The best way to not get pregnant is to hold an aspirin between your knees. South Carolina has the best barbecue.
North Carolina has the best barbecue.
Oh, Tennessee has the best barbecue.
Did your lard ass eat the last moon pie?
Ew, this tea's unsweetened.
Good manners are never out of style.
Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Excuse you.
Ew, somebody pouted.
Quit acting ugly. I'm about to jerk a knot in your tail.
If you don't stop crying, I'm gonna give you something to cry about.
I've quit smoking. I'm gonna start to patch.
That darn patch is expensive. I'm gonna start to patch again soon.
Let's go shopping in Atlanta.
Let's go to Daytona.
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
I was having so much fun tailgating, I didn't even make it to the game.
I control the daylights out of a baton.
You better watch out for the police. Oh, for heaven's sake. You're not hanging another deer in my house.
Will you bait my hook?
It's hot as Hades. They got deviled egg plates on sale up at Walmart.
I'm ill as a hornet.
He's happier than a dog with two.
You're not mashing the right button.
Why am I in charge of the class reunion?
That woman's nutty as a fruitcake.
Uh-huh. I'll be right back. I gotta go tinkle. Bye! If y'all need anything, just holler at me.
I have to go back to that page and see if they've done anything recently.
Oh, that'd be good, because those are good.
Last couple I checked out were kind of, you know, seemed like it was running its course, but I should give it another listen.
Yeah, they're worth it, man. I like them.
Here is everything wrong with America in one photo. I want to thank Mark Cumby for sending me this. This is a screenshot from CNN Opinion. The police who killed Tyre Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism.
Right.
How?
This is why nobody watches you, and this is why everybody thinks you're insane.
Because they are.
How were they driven by racism? I don't even want to know. Oh, Van Jones, your local communist. I should have noticed that first, or I would have ignored it. But this is... They can't wait, man. They are just getting geared up for whatever. Let me just double check to make sure we haven't missed anything else. Again, I want to thank Tom Latham for getting it. We had a major situation at East Chase before the show started today. A huge police presence, emergency vehicles. That was reported to us by Tom Latham, our friend from Penny Earned. Skipper checked it out. Turned out to be a gas leak. Everything should be normal there, but it did cause some traffic backups and rerouting. And here's an email that says you can pick only two, and it's got 10 candy bars listed there. Ooh. Snickers, Almond Joy, Kit Kat, Baby Ruth, Mounds, Reese's, Three Musketeers, Mr. Goodbar, Hershey's, and Heath.
What do you pick?
Well, I used to love, Snickers used to be my favorite, but I've kind of not done those. I like Three Musketeers. And everybody knows I love peanut butter cups. Probably those two, Reese's and Three Musketeers.
Number one, Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, well, that's your...
I love that.
And your, then, that's the role you're playing.
Oh, man. Chocolate with some nuts. I love it. And a Heath bar. I love a Heath bar. Toffee is the greatest. And I'm okay with an Almond Joy, man. I mean, I wish a guy had more than one nut on it, but I'm still cool with it.
See, I like Mounds because that's a nutless Almond Joy.
You got to have a nut on there, man. Without a nut, you're just missing... You just
gotta have the almonds.
Yeah, man, gotta have that crunch.
Yeah.
Make up for that weird texture of coconut.
I like the Almond Joy and the Kit Kat. And Heath would be in there also.
Yes.
I can understand our young Pizwit here not knowing, but Rosie, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
I know.
I remember that.
And when you don't,
that's it.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
Well, right now we've got light to mostly moderate traffic all over Montgomery. The boulevards are very busy. East South Boulevard from Woodley Road up to Troy Highway. East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway up to I-85. And outbound Atlanta Highway, very, very busy at the moment. Taylor Road, a little congestion, Vaughn up to I-85. Buckle up, drive carefully, no major problems anywhere. Some minor accidents, but nothing that's going to slow down the flow of traffic. Camrys have arrived at Reinhart Toyota. The Camry is the number one selling car in America. Yours is waiting at Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158.
What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Valentine's Day right around the corner, and guess who's here from Tucker Pecan, Mr. Foster Gump.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey.
You know, Valentine's my favorite time of the year. What I can do, I buy Jenny all kinds of wonderful gifts at Tucker Pecan. I found her some truffles. I found her some candles. I found all kinds of great candies because, you know, Jenny and all women like candies. They like fresh candies, not that old junk you see in these big stores. We've got that down there. And, you know, jewelry is everywhere at Tucker Pecan. You just have to come down there and see all the great stuff. And my friend David, he says if you don't like candy and you don't want chocolates, they've got plenty of other things down there at Tucker Pecan. You just have to come see them. And they'll make you up the most wonderful Valentine basket you have ever seen at Tucker Pecan.
Well, where are you located, folks?
But we are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Get on down to Tucker Pecan, see Foster and David Little, and happy Valentine's from Tucker Pecan.
Recently, Mother Nature has wreaked havoc on our area, and many have lost everything. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to aid us in lending a helping hand to our neighbors in Autauga, Coosa, and Elmore counties. We are collecting new in packaging, towels, sheets, blankets, toiletries, diapers, wipes, cleaning supplies, first aid kits, batteries, coolers, toilet paper, paper towels, trash bags, etc. Bring your donations to any of our sponsor locations. Air Now Home Services, Amy's Antiques, Cartridge World, Mr. Electric, and Sons Automotive. Donate what you can and help us extend a helping hand to the victims of the recent tornadoes.
And very cool that this year's Prattville Mardi Gras Parade will be honoring our local meteorological heroes with Rich Thomas's name at the top of that list.
Yay.
Cool.
Yeah. Again, congratulations to the Republicans for continuing to do their circular firing squad by renaming Ronna
McDaniel
to a fourth term as the head of the RNC so we can have another great result like we did last November. Seth, thanks for stopping by. Good luck. I want a complete report.
Oh, I will tell you, man. I'll be back.
All right. And Rosie, thank you. And Bo and Dinah, we're going to wrap it up with you guys because this is for Ronna.
I have a sad story to tell you.
Oh!
It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you...